Hi, I'm Blake Watson with eXp Realty. Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking with Gage Keeble. He has a company called Scenic Shine, and he cleans windows, both commercial and residential windows. Now, Gage is a student at UTC. He happens to be an Eagle Scout, and you're going to learn about his services and what he's able to do for your home in really cleaning up those windows and giving you a clear, scenic shine that'll make it more fun just to live at home and also help your home to sell. Now, let's get started with the podcast.
This is Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate, the podcast where we cover home buying, home selling, home improvement tips and ideas, market trends and developments, and investing in real estate. If you own real estate in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or want to own real estate here, then you're in the right place. Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate is hosted by Blake Watson, a real estate agent and investor in Tennessee and Georgia, brokered by eXp Realty, LLC.
Welcome to Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson, a licensed agent in Tennessee and Georgia, and brokered by eXp Realty, LLC. My guest today is Gage Keeble with Scenic Shine. Welcome, Gage.
Glad to be here.
It's good to have you for the show. You are the owner and entrepreneur, as well as a student. We'll talk about all this, but you're the owner of Scenic Shine. What is Scenic Shine?
Scenic Shine is a window cleaning company. We specialize in residential and commercial, interior, exterior, all of the above.
Window cleaning.
Yes,
window cleaning. Window cleaning. Well, how did you decide you were going to be in a window cleaning business?
Well, try to keep it a short story, but I started as a lifeguard.
Oh, yeah.
I promise this is related to it. Started as a lifeguard at the YMCA back in 2022. Did that for about a year, and I was just saying, you know, I really want to go into a job. I'm learning something. I'm doing something a little bit more creative, a little bit more entrepreneurial. So, cleaned boats throughout the summer after I quit the YMCA. And when I got back to UTC this past semester, a friend of me were just talking back and forth, just trying to say, oh, what should I do? He owns his own business. He was like, window cleaning. And I was like, you know what? Let me try to go around that. So, went to Home Depot, bought some supplies, and said, you know, if this works out, great. If it doesn't, I'll go get a job, and we'll go from there. And it worked out, and here we are today.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. Congratulations. I love
Thank you.
The entrepreneur spirit there.
Absolutely.
So, Gage, you are a student
Yes.
at UTC, and you're from Chattanooga, is that right?
I am.
So just give me a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up here in town?
Yeah, so I grew up more in the Ottawa area.
Okay.
Been there, you know, college to Ottawa. That was the main stopping grounds for the first part of my life, I guess you could say. And I always tell people, hey, do you know the Erlanger downtown? That's where I was born. So I like to throw in there a little fun fact.
That's right.
But yeah, I've been around here my entire life. Went to Grace Baptist Academy for high school. Obviously, go to UTC right now. And I was an Eagle Scout. That was a big part of my
Excellent.
Life. So know about every outdoor place here and every camping spot. So yeah.
What are you studying at UTC?
Studying marketing, professional sales. It's a minor within marketing. And then finance. Just going to try a double major by the end of it all.
Awesome. Well, that'll all work well with your Scenic Shine business.
Exactly.
There you go. When you are going to take care of somebody's windows, home or business, as you mentioned, what's the process? Somebody calls you up and says, hey, I want my windows cleaned. What do you do?
Yeah. So mainly what we'll do is try to, first off, get on the property, see what they have. You know, hey, commercial, residential, we want to see how many windows you have, what kind of place it is. Are we doing interior, exterior, figure out what all the problems we need to solve on the property, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And something we're trying to roll out right now is trying to do virtual quotes where, hey, you can take a video, start sending pictures of the entire house. I just did a client last week where, you know, they're about 25, 30 minutes out. So it's like, hey, so we don't waste either one of our time. Let's get you some pictures sent to me and we can give you a virtual quote and try to see how many windows, you know, is it high up, low down? That's kind of what we look for going into a window cleaning job.
And what are some of the factors? You said high up, low down. What are some of the factors that are going to be involved in your pricing?
I would say height is definitely one of them.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
There's a max of what we can do. About three stories, probably four stories is our max so
okay.
far. So that's obviously a big factor into, you know, we're not going to do a job we can't do, you know.
Yeah.
And,
well, there aren't a whole lot of five-story places.
Right, so. Right. And that's more, I would say, high-rise cleaning.
Yeah,
that's out
yeah.
of our, it's not really what we're trying to shoot for right now. But yeah, I would say height is a main factor. Of course, how many windows? That's a big part because I know most commercial buildings probably can have up in the hundreds. Residentials, probably around 20, 30, 40
okay.
maybe around this area. Definitely, I would say space, if that makes sense. So obviously with an office building, you have a lot tighter space restrictions. People are probably going to have desks around, papers laying on top of it. So we make sure to take that into account, making sure that we're not going to get anything ruined or messy or anything like that. And with residential, did a condominium back last year. And I mean, the space between condominiums was probably like 4 or 5 feet. I mean, you really had to squeeze in there to get it. So yeah, say space, height, and just making sure you can actually do the job, you know?
Okay. You're using special techniques or chemicals or tools? I'm sure you have a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So to kind of give you an introduction to the window cleaning world, there's traditional and there's water-fed pole cleaning. So traditional is what we do. It's basically, you've probably seen it, you know, on cartoons or whatever. You know, you got your squeegee, you got your brush, and you're basically applying a cleaner onto a brush, taking it, going through the dirt, you know, making sure to get the whole window, and then squeegeeing that water off, wiping up the water after, and you're done. And then water-fed pole, you usually use a hose attached to the house, commercial building, whatever it is. And you have a pole that literally has a hose running all the way through it and has a brush on the end, like usually hog hair or something like that. Mm-hmm. You can get, you know, up there without having to actually use, you know, a brush or anything. It uses less chemicals, but the chemicals that we use is basically like dish Dawn soap. You know what I'm saying? It's not that complex. It's not going to hurt anything. So that's the two ways. So we do traditional.
You mentioned a territory, kind of if it was further away, you might do virtual quote.
Yeah.
Now, what is your main territory? Where do you mostly work?
I would say mostly the downtown Chattanooga area, and then probably East Brainerd. That'd be the biggest. We do Cleveland, and that's where I started doing the virtual quotes of, hey, you know, it's a 30-minute drive for me, and I definitely don't want to waste your time. And I know, you know, they have a busy schedule. I have a busy schedule, so should I do a virtual quote?
Yeah, and that's easy enough, I guess, on many projects.
Yes.
What would set you apart from someone else that might provide this service?
Right. I would say we don't leave the job until you're satisfied.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. I always tell my customers, I say, look, I'm not going to leave until you're fully satisfied. And if a week later you're not happy with something, I mean, I even said, you know, if there's a smudge on the window that really just makes you mad at the end of the day, call us. We'll take care of it.
You'll take care of it. That's great. That's a good guarantee there.
Yeah.
What sort of experiences have you had as a window cleaner?
Yeah, absolutely. So the main ones, I would say the biggest ones we've taken care of so far is a couple commercial buildings, real estate agencies and everything like that. And definitely showed us what we can do. Because there are a lot bigger buildings, and going into it, thought, oh man, this is a lot of windows, a lot of different factors we have to think about, because there's always going to be people walking in and out. And we want to make sure that we don't ruin the experience of the clients coming in there. You know, water drops down their head whenever we're cleaning. We don't want that, you know. That was definitely the most challenging, but most, you know, I think a learning experience for all of us trying to go into a job like that. And I've had a lot of personal connections with residential ones. Those are probably my favorite, because the stories you'll hear, you know, just talking to someone while cleaning windows or just meeting someone new is really probably the coolest experience.
Oh, that's cool.
In this line of work, yeah.
Getting to know your clients a little better.
Exactly, right.
I'm a realtor, so I'm often working with a homeowner that's preparing their home to sell. Looking out great, clean windows is a very valuable aspect of selling a house. We want it to show well. We want people that come through a house. We want it to all pop. Have you done many prep for sale type of houses?
Yeah. I actually did one back in the fall of last year. It was a realtor friend of mine who was like, hey, I have this client. He's wanting to sell his house, and we want the windows to get clean. You know, we want it to look good. That curb appeal, of course, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so just came up to the house. Of course, everything was locked up, but we didn't do the inside, but just exterior. Just got all cleaned up, and as far as I know, the house sold pretty well. So, so pre-sale stuff, we definitely want to try to get into that.
Is there anything else you think we need to share with listeners?
The last thing I can think of is time. How often should you get your windows cleaned?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I would say every 6 months, you know, coming this spring with the pollen, everything coming around, make sure you get your windows clean. In the fall, getting ready for winter, kind of that preparatory stage, getting ready for just, you know, getting the colder months, because it makes a big difference. Clean windows, sun gets in easier, heats your home up.
Oh, there you go.
Little fun fact for you, end it off. Yeah.
That's so true. Speaking of time, how long does it take for you to do a job?
Of course, it depends how many windows, we can usually do 20 windows in an hour, about that. That's a pretty rough estimate, because, of course, height restrictions, interior, exterior, it all depends.
That's moving on pretty well, though. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of getting it done. Inside and outside? Or one
yeah,
side?
Yeah, so for one side. Yeah. One side. Okay. So 20 panes, I guess, one side for an hour. But, we can usually do it pretty quickly. And I would say, you know, average 2,500, 3,000 square foot house, we can probably get it done in 3 or 4 hours.
I love it.
Easy as that.
It's easy as that.
One phone call away.
One phone call away. That's right. How would someone go about contacting you if they wanted to do a virtual quote or an in-person quote?
Yeah, so probably the easiest way would be Facebook. So I have an automated messenger on there. It's going to take care of you. It'll ask you for the details of the property, what you need, interior, exterior, commercial, residential, whatever you need. How many windows do you have? And it'll kind of build a quote around that. It won't give you specific numbers, but it'll say, hey, okay, here's what we think. We'll call you shortly and get to you from there. So I would say Facebook, Instagram. If you search up Scenic Shine Windows, show everything we need, website, everything like that.
Thank you, Gage, so much for coming and being on the show.
Absolutely.
I'm Blake Watson, agent with eXp Realty, LLC. My mobile phone is 423-315-1815, and my brokerage office phone is 888-519-5113, extension 1241. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. My website is realestatebyblake.com, and I'm going to ask you to subscribe to this podcast. It is free, and you will not miss an episode if you do so. And I look forward to talking with you next week on Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate.